Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
The exact cause of Tourette's syndrome remains a mystery. Although current research has shown considerable evidence that the disorder stems from the abnormal activity of at least one chemical in the brain, the neurotransmitter called dopamine. Other neurotransmitters, such as serotonin, may also be involved. Some studies of twins and families suggest that Tourette's is an inherited disorder. Having no identifiable cause makes it difficult to identify the condition. There's no specific test that can diagnose Tourette's. Instead, doctors must rely on the history of the person's symptoms to determine the course of the treatment. In most cases, both motor and vocal tics must be present for at least a year because some tics are transient, lasting only a few months before going away on their own. Because tics and movement disorder problems can be the result of other serious health conditions, other tests such as an MRI or a CT scan may be necessary to rule out other medical problems. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.